lights, camera, abduction. For anybody who likes movies, especially those of us who are approaching or have already reached a certain age, there is a temptation to drag out the hoary old chestnut of, they don't make 'em like they used to. That statement is the rhetorical equivalent of Schrödinger's cat, where it is a circumflex both true and false at the same time. Please allow me to explain. On the one hand, as long as there have been movies, the majority of them have been garbage. Jump onto your favorite search engine and plug in any year you care to name. You'll see that no matter the year, most films released then have sunk back into well-deserved obscurity. Sure, there are certain years like 1939, 1975, 1982, 1999, and 2007, where it seemed we were being showered with cinematic riches, but every year, great movies are released, every single year. You just have to wade through junk to find them. On the other hand, there's something about the movies released during the 1950s that had a certain magic to them. Westerns were riding high, Hitchcock A Circumflex had a nearly flawless decade of films, movie stars had the flawless appeal of Olympians. A big reason for that was the careful cultivation and manipulation of their public image. Image is everything until it isn't. Joel and Ethan Coen, two of the world's greatest filmmakers, have given us a brainy farce about the golden age of Hollywood in A Circumflex Hail, Caesar. Eddie Mannix, Josh Brolin, is the head of physical production for Capital Pictures. To say that Eddie is a busy man would be somewhat of an understatement. He's a problem solver, a fixer, and his job is to smooth out wrinkles. He must deal with the unwed pregnancy of leading lady and synchronized swimmer Deanna Morin, Scarlett Johansson. The studio-mandated casting of Hobie Doyle, Alden Ehrenreich. Doyle is a cowboy star, a guy who is an absolute rock star when it comes to riding and rope tricks, and nowhere near as dumb as he seems. The studio wants to promote him into the leading man of an elegant drawing room comedy, much to the irritation of fastidious director Lawrence Lawrence, Ralph Fiennes. He must dodge twin sisters and gossip columnists Thora and Thessaly Thacker, both played by Tilda Swinton, who are trying to sniff out scandal. He goes to confession, nearly compulsively, to sincerely repent for sneaking cigarettes.